Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello friends, this week we are taking a look at the reality of heaven, or what the Bible says about heaven. Though in recent years, liberal theologians have nearly dismissed the concepts of heaven and hell, the Bible has not changed. Don't sit in a church where the preacher does not even believe in heaven and hell and has relegated God to some philosophical concept. The Word of God is very plain when it comes to the issues of life after death, heaven and hell. And today we're going to talk about the issue of heaven. Last week we focused on what the Bible says about the reality of hell. If you did not hear those messages, you can go to our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com and listen to them at any time. This week we'll focus our attention on the reality of heaven. There are 716 references to heaven or heavens in the Bible, and it's important to distinguish between them because from these many, many references, we can discover that there are three types of heavens that are referred to in Scripture and that use that same word, heaven or heavens. The first heaven can be understood as the immediate atmosphere around the earth. This includes the clouds of the sky that can be seen every day that we live on the earth. In Genesis 1, we read the account of the creation story. And in Genesis 1:8, it says, God called the firmament heaven. That word firmament there, which it comes from a Hebrew word, means the visible arch of the sky. When Jesus returns at the end of the age, the Bible tells us in Matthew 24:30 that there shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. This refers to that first heaven where the immediate atmosphere around the earth and the clouds are seen, that people on the earth will be able to look up and see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven. And it's a reference to that first heaven around the earth. The second heaven is a reference to what we might call outer space. It's where the stars and the planets were hung by God in creation. Genesis 1:14-17 speaks of this, and it says, And God said, Let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years, and let them be for lights in the firmament of heaven to give light upon the earth. And it was so. And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. And God set them in the firmament of heaven to give light upon the earth. Then we come to what Paul the Apostle called the third heaven. And this is the place where God dwells, and it's the place that's the eternal resting place of those who die in Christ Jesus. This is the heaven that we will focus on this week. In 2 Corinthians chapter 12, the Apostle Paul talked about having a vision where he was taken up to this third heaven, which he also called paradise. It says, I knew a man in Christ above 14 years ago, whether in the body I cannot tell, or whether out of the body I cannot tell, God knows. Such a one was caught up to the third heaven, and I knew such a man, whether in the body or out of the body, I cannot tell, God knows. How that he was caught up into paradise and heard unspeakable words which it is not even lawful for a man to utter. Paul experienced this vision of heaven, and he said he wasn't even sure if he was there in his body or just in his spirit. It is this heaven where believers go upon their death, and it's the place that we will address the balance of this week. I want to share with you Bible facts about heaven. What is heaven like? This has been the question of many people over the centuries, and the Bible gives us some tantalizing clues about the atmosphere and the attributes of heaven. First of all, the Bible tells us that heaven is a paradise. Jesus said to the repentant thief on the cross, "Today you will be with me in paradise." Revelation 2:7 also refers to heaven as a paradise. It says, "He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him that overcomes, I will give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God." Heaven is a paradise. It's a place of tremendous beauty, tremendous refreshment, above and beyond anything you could imagine or describe with human words. You may live today in a very difficult place. Perhaps the city or the nation that you live in is troubled. Perhaps every day you look upon sorrowful sights, whether in the environment or in the people that you see. And it's a place of grief, and it's a place of no pleasure, and it's a place of no beauty. Heaven will be a place of tremendous beauty, tremendous refreshment. It will be a feast for the eyes. A second attribute of heaven that's very encouraging as well is that heaven has no darkness or night in it whatsoever. In Revelation 22:5, we read, "And there shall be no night there, and they need no candle, neither light of the sun, for the Lord gives them light, and they shall reign forever and ever." And then in Revelation 21:25, it says, "And the gates of it shall not be shut at all by day, for there shall be no night there." Many people are afraid of what is out there in the darkness. In many cities today, going out after dark is a dangerous thing, because what people do in darkness and under cover of darkness is perhaps criminal or violent or perverted or in some way appalling. But heaven has no dark places. There's no darkness there, not any moral darkness, and there's no natural darkness. There's no nighttime in heaven. It is day, and it is beautiful, and it is bright, and it is full of light all of the time. A third attribute of heaven that will probably bring more joy than anything is that heaven is a place with no tears and no pain. Revelation 21:4 describes it by saying, "And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away." You may have lived your life with much pain, whether it's pain in your physical body or pain of sorrow, emotional pain, of perhaps great loss because of the death of loved ones, or perhaps because of tragedy in your life. But here we find that heaven, there will be no tears in heaven. You won't be able to shed a tear in heaven because of the great and tremendous joy. There will be no pain there. There will be no sorrow. You won't even have the memory of sorrow in your life. Many people live their lives today and they cannot shake off memories of sorrowful incidents in their lives. Heaven holds the promise that you won't even have the memory of sorrow. There is no sorrow or crying or pain in heaven, and there's no more death. Heaven is a place with no tears and no pain. The fourth attribute of heaven is it is a place of rest and a place of comfort. 2 Thessalonians 1:7 says, "And to you who are troubled, rest with us when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels." Are you troubled today? Do you have a hard time resting? Heaven will be a place of tremendous rest. You will have rest in God. There won't be any trouble on the horizon. It will be all eliminated from your life. Hebrews 4:9 promises that. It says there remains a rest for the people of God. Do you remember the parable that Jesus told in Luke 16 of the rich man and Lazarus? It's the story where two men lived quite near one another, one in great riches. He dined sumptuously every day. He was dressed in elegant and beautiful clothing. But right outside his gate lived a man who was a beggar. His name was Lazarus. This man was covered with sores from head to toe, and the dogs in the area would come and lick his sores. And he was so hungry and so starved that he just wished that that rich man would just give him a few crumbs from his table. Well, the day came when Lazarus the beggar died, and the Bible tells us that the angels came and took him up to heaven or paradise as it was. And then it says that the rich man died also, and he was buried. Doesn't say anything about anybody escorting him off to heaven, because the next report was that he looked up from a place of torment and saw Lazarus in Abraham's bosom, begging Father Abraham to send Lazarus just to give him a little water on his tongue. Abraham said to him, "Son, remember, in your lifetime, you received your good things and likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he is comforted and you are tormented." Heaven is a place of rest and comfort. You will not lack anything, and you will be in perfect rest and comfort.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.